Welcome to Disney's Magic of Storytelling podcast, brought to you by WakeMed Children's, because inside every child is a story waiting to be told. Our storyteller is ABC 11 traffic reporter Kim Diener.
A day out with Mom. Helen was happy to be back with her family. Hero work had taken her away for such a long time. She missed spending time with her family. Now, she knew Bob was still a little worn out from taking care of everything in her absence, so she had a good idea. "Why don't you go do something fun today?" she said to Bob. Well, Bob loved that idea. He sprang up, kissed Helen on the cheek. "Thanks, honey. See you later, guys," he called. After breakfast, Helen had another great idea. "Hey, Violet, why don't you come and drop Dash off at practice with me, and then we can go shopping for your first date with Tony." "I don't know," said Violet. "Come on," said Helen. "It will be such fun mother-daughter time." Helen and the kids piled into the car and headed out. When they arrived at Dash's school, they found an empty parking lot. "Oh no, I forgot. Practice is canceled today," Dash said. "Well, you can help with Jack-Jack then. Violet and I can focus on some shopping." "Great babysitting," said Dash. Dash zoomed around the mall with Jack-Jack in the stroller. "Dash," Helen yelled, "no running with the baby." Dash knew he wasn't supposed to use his powers in public for fun. "I'm battling the evils of boredom," he explained. Helen raised her eyebrows and said, "Then stop." Helen and Violet began picking out things for Violet to try on, but Dash and Jack-Jack kept distracting them. "Here," Helen said, handing Dash some cash and forcing a smile. "Take your brother on the carousel and go enjoy the mall. Meet us at the fountain in an hour." Dash said, "Thanks." Helen sighed. "Okay, now we can focus." Violet tried on some dresses, but none of them seemed right. They went into another shop and Violet found another outfit she liked. "This is cute, but so casual," said Helen. She held up a couple of dresses, "but look at these." Violet smiled weakly and took them into the dressing room. Meanwhile, Dash and Jack-Jack were having a blast. They rode on the carousel and bought lots and lots of candy. "Now this is living," said Dash, as he and Jack-Jack enjoyed their sweets on the train car. At the end of the hour, Violet sat with Helen, feeling a little sad that they hadn't found anything. As Dash and Jack-Jack raced up the fountain, Helen frowned. "Sorry we're late," blurted Dash, showing off his colorful smile. Before Helen could say a word, an alarm blared. A woman from the jewelry store shouted, "Thief!" The family slipped on their masks and revealed their supersuits. They darted into the jewelry store, but the thief was gone. "He appeared out of nowhere," said the clerk. "He took the jewelry and just vanished." At last, a girl and the kids scanned the store looking for clues, and suddenly another store alarm blared. The family took off. A chorus of alarms rang from every corner of the mall. "Maybe it's a team of thieves," said Elastigirl. "Or maybe he can multiply like Jack-Jack," said Violet. Hearing that, Jack-Jack multiplied and each baby wandered off in a different direction. Violet and Elastigirl collected as many Jack-Jacks as they could while Dash raced off to find the thief. Dash spotted the burglar and could tell right away he was definitely a supervillain. As Dash rushed toward him, he vanished in a flash of light. Dash didn't notice the burglar reappear right behind him. At last, a girl entered and tried to grab the villain, but he disappeared and reappeared at the register behind her. "Name's Blindspot," he said, disappearing again. All the Jack-Jacks in Elastigirl's arms merged back into one, and together Jack-Jack, Violet, Dash, and Elastigirl went after the thief. Violet scooped up Jack-Jack, cued him to use his laser eyes, but Blindspot disappeared again. Even with Dash's super speed, he wasn't fast enough to catch the vanishing villain. Elastigirl created a labyrinth of traps, hoping to trap him. But Blindspot managed to disappear and reappear his way through the entire mall. Then Violet caught Blindspot's reflection in a mirror and realized something. He was traveling through their blind spots. She quickly used a compact mirror to spot him, then threw a force field to trap him inside. The entire family ran alongside the supervillain as he rolled through the mall. Just then, a dress in a shop window caught Elastigirl's attention. "Vi, that would look great on you." "Mom," said Violet, "I do not want to disappoint you, but I don't really like dresses." "I'm sorry, Vi. I just wanted to spend some quality time with you." Elastigirl anchored the force fields to the foundation, locking the trap blind spot in place. "Well, you get your wish," said Violet, smiling. "Nothing says family bonding like catching a super villain together." As the family headed out, Helen turned to Violet. "You know, I have no idea what I wore on my first date with your father. Clothes really don't matter. Wear something you like." Later that week, Violet put on her favorite pair of jeans and a t-shirt and went downstairs. "You look beautiful," said Helen. "Thanks, Mom," said Violet, giving her mother a big hug. She was now ready for her first date with Tony.
WakeMed Children's is proud to support the ongoing enrichment of children in our community and beyond through our sponsorship of the Disney Magic of Storytelling podcast. To learn more about WakeMed Children's, please visit kids.wakemed.org.